This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Ignatius of Antioch. In the early years of the Church, there were few who were so well known as Ignatius Theophorius, and yet about whom there is so little factual information. It is thought that Ignatius was a Syrian convert from paganism, and that he became a disciple of Saint John the Apostle. He probably knew Saints Peter and Paul, and received his commission as Bishop of Antioch, Syria, from St. Peter. Antioch was the third largest city in the early Roman Empire after Rome and Alexandria. The city was known for its beautiful public buildings, temples, wide streets, spacious parks, and works of art. Most of its 500,000 citizens were Syrians, Jews, Greeks, and Romans, but it had a bad reputation for low morality, civic disorders, frequent quarrels, and riots. It was in Antioch that St. Peter founded the first Gentile Christian community, and where the label of Christian was attached to the first believers in Christ. It was from Antioch that St. Paul started out on his three missionary journeys. Ignatius became the third bishop of Antioch in 69 A.D., and occupied that position for the next 40 years. While little is known of his activities during this time, he was described as a man in all things like the apostles. In fact, legend has it that he was the child whom Christ held in his arms, as mentioned in the Gospel story of St. Mark. Ignatius is important to us today because he was one of that group of churchmen who had been disciples of the apostles. Through their writings and personal example, they form a link between the apostles and the young, newly formed churches. These writers helped to organize, synthesize, and explain the Christian faith so that it could be taught free from errors. Beginning with the Emperor Nero, Christians had no protection under law, and were always in danger of losing their property, of facing prison, suffering persecution, torture, and even death. Enforcement of the death penalty against Christians was left to the feelings of the emperor and his magistrates. During the reign of Trajan, the magistrates in Antioch arrested Ignatius and sentenced him to be eaten by wild animals during the public games in Rome. Ignatius was chained and placed on board a ship along with other prisoners who shared his same fate. They were guarded by 10 soldiers he described as so brutal that they were like leopards who fought with him on land and sea, day and night, and who grew worse when they were kindly treated. The ship carrying the prisoners were required to stop for provisions along its way. This allowed large crowds of the faithful from nearby Christian communities, along with their priests and bishops, to converse with and be blessed by this near martyr. From one of these stops at the city of Smyrna, Ignatius wrote 4 letters to various churches. His letter to the church in Rome illustrates his desire and determination to die for Christ, in spite of the possibility that influential friends in the Roman government had the power to secure his release. "I fear your charity," he wrote. "Allow me to be the food of wild beasts, through which I may reach God. For I am God's grain, and I am to be ground by the teeth of wild beasts, that I may be found the pure bread of Christ. I write this letter full of life, but my longing is for death as a Christian." When the ship stopped again, he wrote his last 3 letters. Then the prisoners traveled overland to arrive in Rome on the final day of the public games in December. His life was taken by 2 lions in an arena in Rome. Later, Christian friends collected his relics and buried them quietly in Antioch. The Saint John Chrysostom told the people in Antioch on his feast day, "You lent him for a season, and you received him back with interest. You sent him forth a bishop, and you recovered him a martyr. You led him out with prayers, you brought him back with the laurel wreath of victory." Ignatius had a great influence upon the early church. His letters show him to be a wise and fearless, yet firm and gentle leader. His quiet and solid faith is seen in the way he lovingly cared for all Christians as members of Christ's one body, under the leadership of the clergy, using the name Catholic Church for the first time. He was the first writer outside of the New Testament to stress the virgin birth. He discussed the mystery of the Trinity and clearly explained the real presence in the Holy Eucharist. By his life and death, he added needed stability to this early period of the Church's growth. Martyrdom is a necessary step for all who wish to become saints. For Ignatius, it was sudden and brutal, yet he looked forward to it and embraced it as an opportunity to obtain the crown of heaven. While we may not face the same kind of martyrdom as Ignatius, martyrdom for some may come in the form of a life of illness and pain, or through misunderstandings and loneliness. In order to die to ourselves and live to God, our spiritual eyes must be raised toward attaining our own crown of heaven, which waits for us just as surely as it did for Ignatius. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.